Juan Manuel Correa is an Ecuadorian-American racing driver. At one point, he was the closest American to reaching Formula One, considered by many to be the most prestigious form of global motorsport. But that all changed in 2019. During a Formula 2 race in Belgium, Correa was involved in an accident that left one driver dead. Correa had his legs shattered and spent weeks in a coma, having lung complications along the way. Now he's racing in America, competing in the Indy Next Series for HMD Motorsports at this weekend's Detroit Grand Prix. I sat down with Correa to talk about his journey. He tells me it took a couple of years to be healthy enough to get back in a race car after the accident.
Life kind of gave me a second chance after that day. I knew I wanted to come back. My main goal after the accident was to get back to Formula 2, to kind of like conquer my fears of what had happened in that category, which I did. I did two more years in F2, all the way up until last season. However, as you know, the path to F1, it's sort of, I like to call it, it's a train that goes by once, and if you miss it, it's very difficult that it'll come by again. And I think that's kind of what happened to me, but I'm okay with that, honestly. You know, I accepted that a long time ago, and I love racing, whether it be in F1, in Indy Next, hopefully in the future in IndyCar. So I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to still be racing.
Like you said, the path to Formula One kind of being a bit like a train, and age is so important to those teams that it seems like they just want them younger and younger. When you got back to a point where you could do F2, did you notice a difference in interest to find a seat?
For sure. I never felt like I had, I want to say, the same momentum behind me. As you said, in 2019, like, I was one of the youngest drivers in F2. I was doing well. I got signed to Alfa Romeo as a development driver. They gave me my first F1 test, and things kind of started lining up by themselves, you know. And when I came back, the dynamic was always a bit different. You know, I never let that affect me. I've always done my own thing, and I knew I wanted to drive in F2, and I wanted to be competitive again, and I think I proved that, especially last year. Once I did that, then I started looking at other opportunities, because I started thinking about, you know, what's my future career going to be. To be honest, IndyCar was always a category that I really enjoyed watching.
So is that the ultimate goal then, is to get to IndyCar at this point, or is it, if everything goes to plan 2 or 3 years from now, where would you like to be?
I'm a big picture type of guy, so where would I like to be in 2-3 years? I like to be, you know, getting paid to drive a race car, which is in itself just amazing, and I'm very lucky to be so close to being in that position. If the opportunity comes to do IndyCar, that's an opportunity I would never turn down.
And then how long did it take for you to kind of feel like you had the full strength back in your legs after the accident? Was there a point where even you had started racing where it wasn't all back, how is it, I mean, even now to before the accident?
Yeah, I mean, it took a long time, man. When I signed my first contract to be back in Formula 3, it was 2021. Like, I was still in crutches at that stage. Like, I had no business being racing, but I knew that if I stayed out of racing fully for another year or another 2 years, it was going to be even harder to come back. Racing is a high-paced environment. People forget about you, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but just, you know, there's so much talent coming up, there's so much movement in the driver market that I wanted to avoid being out as much as possible, right? So yeah, it took, I would say, at least 3 years in being back, and maybe 2023 towards the end of it was the first time where I was like, okay, like, I feel like I'm getting back, you know, and like I could sort of stop worrying about the medical issues, because throughout my first 2 years back, like, I refractured legs. I had to have surgeries in the middle of the season. I had to miss races. So I always used to say, like, I'm a part-time racing driver, part-time hospital intern, you know, because I was spending so much time in the hospital still. So that was not great for my performance. And now I feel like I'm at my new 100%. I have some irreversible injuries. Thank God I'm not like a football player, because then I would have no more career. But in the car, I'm able to be 100%. Outside of the car, you know, there's things in my life that I cannot do anymore, and that's fine.
So this is, I think, what, your second weekend with Indy Next? So what are your expectations for Detroit?
Have fun. I mean, that's why I'm doing this, is to learn the tracks, to be active again. You know, I hadn't driven a single-seater car I think about 8-9 months since I did my last F2 race. So now I'm definitely looking at, okay, I want to be competitive. I want to fight more at the top because that's also more fun for me. But I just want to keep, you know, learning the tracks, understanding how the American way of motorsports work, because I've been away for a long time. And yeah, if we can get some silverware in the meantime, that would be pretty sweet.
That's Juan Manuel Correa. He'll be competing in the Indy Next Series at this weekend's Detroit Grand Prix, driving for HMD Motorsports.